Black Friday, wow, shop Wayfair now. Month-long big deals, yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong, check out the song. Best in decor, Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees,
saving with ease.
Lights for your house, lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs, mattresses, two sheets that are you. Everything home, these things in chrome. Here's a good clock, area roads. Fast shipping, wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season, win the season.
Wayfair, 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 Wayfair.
Scroll your feed when you can get the latest celeb news with your eyes closed. Here's fresh intelligence first to start your day.
Rockstar Tommy Lee scored a small victory in the lawsuit accusing him of sexually assaulting a woman in 2003. According to court documents obtained by RadarOnline.com, a Los Angeles Superior Court judge denied an emergency motion brought by the accuser. The accuser, who filed the lawsuit using the pseudonym Jane Doe, claimed the Motley Crue star assaulted her during a helicopter ride. Lee called the allegations bogus. Recently, Doe asked that she not be forced to produce any medical records or information about her mental health until Lee filed his answer or the judge made a ruling on whether several of her claims would be dismissed. Doe argued she should not have to produce the records to her alleged assailant of sexual assault and battery before such time it is certain that her claims will proceed. Lee said Doe should produce the records immediately. He said he vehemently and categorically denies Doe's bogus allegations. The musician argued he was entitled to see Doe's medical records to help him prepare for her deposition. Lee's lawyer said his client had a right to defend himself against Doe's baseless and offensive allegations. At the recent hearing, the judge denied Doe's ex parte motion for a protective order to halt the production of her private medical information. Last year, in her bombshell lawsuit, Doe claimed Lee sexually assaulted her on a helicopter with another man in February 2003. Doe claimed to be friends with the helicopter pilot who had invited to take her on a tour of San Diego. She said when she arrived on the date she noticed an unexpected guest, Lee. In her suit, she claimed the pilot told her they had a change of plans. Doe said she felt pressured to get on the helicopter. During the flight, Doe accused the pilot and Lee of drinking and using weed and cocaine. Doe said Lee urged her to come to the cockpit to sit in his lap. She said she complied, but he immediately started forcing himself on her. According to the suit, Lee kissed Doe without her consent and then digitally penetrated her. Doe claimed Lee pulled down his pants and pushed her head down towards his genitals. Eventually, the pilot landed and Lee got off. Doe said he hugged her before leaving. Doe said she didn't speak to the pilot on the way back home. She said she was left humiliated by the ordeal. The lawsuit demanded unspecified damages for Doe's alleged anxiety, depression, and PTSD.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.